U.S. House Democrats have formally unveiled a single article of impeachment against President Donald Trump, accusing him of incitement of insurrection. It cites his repeated unsubstantiated claims that he won the election, his speech on the day of last week's riot on the Capitol, and his plea with voting officials to find more Republican votes after the tally had been finalised. House Republicans earlier blocked an initial attempt for a resolution urging Vice President Mike Pence to remove Mr. Trump from office. It was read out by the clerk of the House of Representatives.
House Resolution 21, calling on Vice President Michael R. Pence to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet to activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Donald J. Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president.
So that attempt blocked in the short term. So it's up to the Democrats now to try and get support for their push for impeachment. Frank O. Bowman III is author of Crimes and Misdemeanors, A History of Impeachment for the Age of Trump. And he says this is an appropriate action to take, given recent events.
An article of impeachment is certainly an appropriate action, I think, both as an expression of congressional and national disapproval of Mr. Trump's behavior not only on November the 6th, but in the months preceding November the 6th, during which he engaged in a persistent plan and scheme to overturn the results of a lawful election, culminating in speeches and other actions that certainly foreseeably resulted in the attack on the American Capitol. So, yes, I think it is certainly appropriate in that sense.
Fair to say that there's perhaps more broad support for the move this time than last time round?
I think that's true, certainly in the populace at large. But on the other hand, there is a disconcerting reality here, which is despite everything that's happened, a significant proportion of the Republican voting base retains, to put it as mildly as possible, affection for Mr. Trump and continues to support him, and indeed a good number of them believe, and entirely wrongly, of course, that in some way or another the last election was stolen from Mr. Trump. And as a result of that belief, which had violent manifestation in the actions of the rioters, there is a significant reluctance, I think, on the part of Republican elected representatives to go against Mr. Trump. And even though the articles of impeachment will easily pass the House of Representatives, even so, I suspect few of the House Republicans will vote in favor of those articles. And once the matter gets over to the Senate, although I certainly would expect that more Republicans will join in a vote to conviction than was true last time when, as your listeners may remember, only Senator Mitt Romney from the Republican Party was willing to vote for impeachment and conviction. Although I think you'll get more Republican senators, I think there is grave doubt that there will be enough to actually convict him, because that would require two-thirds of the entire Senate, and that would require 17 Republican senators to vote to convict.
What impact would it have if it did occur? It seems to be a lot of attention in particular on the move that suggests that he wouldn't be able to run again or hold any other public office, something that perhaps some of his Republican rivals may welcome as well.
Yes, the Constitution provides for two penalties or consequences of conviction in an impeachment. One is removal from office, which is automatic, but in this case is going to be moot because by the time the Senate gets to it, Mr. Trump will have already left office because his term will have expired. The second provision in the Constitution for penalty or consequence is that if there is a separate vote to do so, the officeholder here, the president, can be prevented from ever again holding an office of honor or profit under the United States. Essentially, he couldn't run in 2024. Now, I think you're right in suggesting that, in one sense, many Republicans, including those who hope to run for president later, might, in their heart of hearts, be delighted to see him gone. The question is whether they will see it in their political interests to say so in a concrete way when again, perversely, he seems to hold a considerable place of affection and loyalty in so many Republican voters.
So is it perhaps better then to perhaps let him leave by the normal means in a few days, given supporters' anger and belief that he's been wrongly treated already?
I think not. I mean, I thought very hard about that. There's an argument to be made that we're all just best served by letting him move into the rearview mirror and the rest of us getting on with the very real challenges of dealing with an ongoing COVID outbreak in this country, far worse here than it is in Australia, and dealing with all the other challenges of moving forward with governing and reconstructing this country. There's an argument to be made for that. But I really do think that what has happened since the election, not just on November the 6th, is such a profound and profoundly dangerous thing that an effort needs to be made to respond to it appropriately. I think it's not hyperbole to say that there was at least some risk that we would lose America as we have known it, as the world has known it, over the last couple of months. And there's some risk that had not, you know, people stood up to the effort that Mr. Trump made to reverse the election, that he might have gotten away with it, and that at a minimum, we would be seeing real insurrection in the sense of, you know, his successful attempt to try to hold on to power, and the violence that would have inevitably ensued and torn this country apart. That's not hyperbole. It might have happened.
This single article of impeachment cites his repeated unsubstantiated claims that he won the election, his inciting speech on the day of last week's riot on the Capitol, and his plea with voting officials to find more Republican votes after the election tally had been finalised. How do you describe the effect of the Trump presidency on U.S. political standards and conduct?
Well, it's been a consistent degradation of both. Not only did Mr. Trump himself mount a concerted attack on that core idea of American democracy, the core idea, frankly, of Western democracies everywhere, but he darn near succeeded. And he succeeded not because of his own particular personality alone, but he succeeded because too many people were willing to go along, either out of cowardice or misplaced ambition or who knows what, but they went along. And that's created a kind of cancer in our body politic, which needs to be dealt with, needs to be dealt with candidly and openly, and we need to find some cure for it.
Frank Bowman III, author of High Crimes and Misdemeanors, A History of Impeachment for the Age of Trump.